The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
Is it Ted?
Because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box. The men's room presents TV Time with Ted.
Smooth, man.
I have one thing that I got to do, and I doggone screwed it up. I've been messing up all day today.
Press the button.
Press the button. That's all you got to do. Now, I'm sorry that Ted's not here, but if he was, he would tell you all about Golden Bachelorette. He's an avid watcher of it.
Clearly.
Brings it up each and every week.
Do you watch that with the wife?
We watched The Golden Bachelor for whatever reason. We just kind of dropped Bachelor after that, which I'm kind all of right. okay
Did
with.
That, well, yeah.
It was exhausting.
You're saying the Golden Bachelor is more exhausting than
no,
the regular.
No, just the Bachelor itself Ooh. Is exhausting. There's so much stress that doesn't need to be there. And we've talked about it over and over again. The manufactured drama that's in there. And it's just stupid. It's petty.
But it's the same show all the time, right?
Now, and the Golden one was actually decent. The people were decent. This was just a handful of old folks that were coming together. They were a lot more mature.
Handful of old folks.
They'd seen a lot more. So that
of course.
They don't buy into the petty garbage.
I will say this. She's attractive.
Oh, yes. She's a beautiful young lady.
She's not really my type.
Sure.
But I could tell that there's a lot of maintenance involved.
Yes.
Fair. And then she was the one, if I'm not mistaken, she bagged out of the show early because her daughter was getting married or she was having
fair.
A kid, something like that. But she busted out in the middle of The Golden Bachelor and then became The Golden Bachelorette. So I'm halfway interested in watching it just because they're more mature.
Okay, yeah. So she was on The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, and you get that a lot when it comes between Bachelor and Bachelorette. It tends to be one of the contestants that the audience just liked. Let's put them up there. They're going to be the next contestant. They're going to be the next one, right? So,
are we talking about what you said Ted would talk about?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what it is. You know what it is. What everybody wants to see. We never see everything that happens during the taping of reality shows, and sometimes that's a bad thing. We miss what could have been a hilarious wardrobe malfunction on The Golden Bachelorette. This comes to us from People Magazine. When Joan went to Kansas to meet Chalk's family, they were at an outdoor event in 105-degree weather. They pre-tape all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
105 degrees. She's wearing a sundress with those little chicken cutlet boob pads because she didn't want to show her bra
chicken
straps.
Chicken cutlet boob pads. I'm pretty
that's
sure.
That's exactly what they look like, dude. I can't help. I play with them every time I see them. Like, cool. As they were standing in front of Chalk's family, something started to happen. Quote, as I was talking, I can feel the boob pad coming unstuck. I feel it starting to slip, and I'm trying to stop it with my arm, and I just can't do it. Says it makes it down to my stomach, and then it comes right out of the bottom of the dress, and there it is by my foot. There's just a chicken cutlet. There's just a chicken breast down there. There's no chance anybody saw it, but the cameras, I don't think, caught it, because they definitely would have shown it. And I do agree with her there. They do not care about nudity that happened. They'll just fuzz it out.
Oh, really?
But if they love wardrobes like wardrobe malfunctions like that.
Okay.
Did you see Derrick Henry's ass last night?
I did.
On the Thursday night game.
I did.
Did they you see that? How fast he pulled up his pants?
They showed that.
Yes, they did. There was also an MMA fight, I feel like, not terribly far away, that was one of the fighters' moves, that they were on the ground grappling, and the next thing you see, one of the fighters starts waving like, hey, hey, hey. They break up the fight. The dude was just pulling down his pants to show his ass.
Yeah. That's the difference from when I played in high school. You had a girdle under there with pads.
Yeah.
Nice. You definitely had either a jock or underwear on, and then you had your pants, your game pants.
Yeah. Right.
Which also had additional pads, thigh pads and knee pads in those pants.
Right.
He ain't wearing anything underneath those game pants.
No, he's not.
No, he's...
No, it weighs him down, man. Slows him down.
But he was tackled by his pants.
He was.
And my son asked, what would you do? I said, Dad, if it were you and you ripped your pants off, what would you do? I said, you're going to keep running.
Yeah.
I said, if he didn't tackle me, but somebody ripped me out of my pants, I'm like, you're still running for
you
the touchdown.
You have proven that, though. Like, you don't care if your pants are down. You will run at somebody.
No, it doesn't matter.
All right, well, I did that to protect myself. Wait a minute.
That was a defense mechanism.
You rip a player's pants off, and then they run 70 yards into the end zone.
Maybe one
of the greatest NFL plays ever.
Ever, yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm saying,
like
man.
Like if beast mode, like he did that without his pants on.
Imagine he goes, pants ripped off.
Depending on the player, this could be beast mode too.
That's a fact, dude.
The second coming.
There's just a big old line like an anchor dragging in the sand.
And no one will even try to tackle you after that.
Like, ass cheeks just jiggling.
Nah, man, that's six.
Other people see. Everybody in the end zone seats just watching swinging meat the whole way in.
God.
What is your touchdown celebration?
The helicopter.
Hell yes, the helicopter.
Yeah, man.
They're already like blocking you out. They've cut to the commercial.
I mean,
you've
got the touchdown.
You know what?
Take the 15.
Hell yeah.
They take the fine, take the 15.
Right. What am I supposed to do? Yeah. Stop? I've got an open field and no whistle. I'm going, man. You're going to kill the play.
As long as it's not the kicker, you can do that.
That's right. As long as it's not the kicker.
Why is the kicker not working?
That's ballast at that point, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Sticking with football here, and in an offhanded way, you guys watch Jeopardy at all?
Yeah, I do, for sure.
So let's see if you guys can get this question. It's a football-themed question.
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is hosted by this man, who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than as a three-time Super Bowl champ.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that dirty?
Ken Jennings.
You don't know who it is.
As a boyfriend than a three-time... Oh, Kelsey.
Yeah. Derek.
Who's Travis Kelsey?
Correct.
That's just rude. This point, he kind of is.
Internationally, he is.
Yes, there's more fans of Taylor Swift than there are the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's a fact.
No doubt.
And that's kind of the problem that you know, some of the true Kansas City Chiefs fans are having and some of the Travis Kelce fans are having is that all of a sudden these Swifties show up and it's like, no. He was a lot bigger before. He was plenty big before Taylor got there.
Yeah, he was doing quite fine.
He's a Super Bowl champion, but as far as his position goes, there's a lot of good tight ends in the league.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean,
including Derrick Henry.
I think this is probably the most talented tight end just class that we've ever seen, at least in
currently
my lifetime.
Playing in the NFL. I absolutely agree.
That's not a bad call. You got George Kittle out there. You guys have Mark Andrews, who's an absolute stud out there. Who else is?
Philly's got, Jesus, what the hell is
I can't think of it. But almost every NFL team relies on their tight ends.
Right. You got
which is now bringing back the running game.
Right. You remember, got Knox with the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. You've got, it's not T. Higgins with the Bengals.
No, he's a receiver. Who was their tight end? Because they had a fairly decent game. Well, everyone on the Bengals offense had a decent game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no kid. But, I mean, I would still count Kelce as probably the best tight end of the league.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue.
He's at least top five.
When you need him, he's there.
He is there.
Yeah. He is there. And he catches the ball.
Let's shift gears into tomorrow. We got Saturday Night Live coming up. Does anybody know who's hosting Saturday Night Live tomorrow?
Yeah, Bill Burr.
Bill Burr. And there seems to be a common theme here when it comes to Saturday Night Live. See if you guys can pick it out here.
I mean, I don't know what's wrong with the car that you have, you know? Every 2 years, you got to get a new one, though.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
So excited you're hosting Election Week. This is big.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I cannot believe that. One?
Yeah, I know, right? Dude, never in a million years. In a million years did I ever think that. I mean, and it was late, too.
Unbelievable.
I'll tell you what's even crazier. Mm. I was randomly in a steam room with Giuliani.
No.
He sits down, hairy, right? He told me who actually killed Epstein.
Who?
He said it was...
Whoa!
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's what he said.
I didn't even think he was a suspect.
Wow.
You know what's weird? My cousin works at the Pentagon. He told me it was...
Dude, that was my guess.
Are you serious?
I said that.
Quick, man.
Hey, man, I'm between you and me, I'm kind of freaking out. You know, a lot of pressure this week.
Yeah.
Do you you party at all?
I got you. I have a ton of like. And I also have like a full bag of. Also, I have like six little tiny capsules of.
I'll do that to take the edge off.
And hey, just out of curiosity, who did you actually vote for?
I voted for everybody.
Really?
Yeah, just filled them in.
Democracy. Everybody
in? Yeah,
me too.
No matter what, I'm right. Yeah.
Can't blame
That's
us.
That's right. Wasn't us. We're on the sidelines. Well, there's one group of people puts a bee in my bonnet. Oh. It's those damn.
I don't care who you are, you're going to want to watch this movie. Bill Burr is a hilarious man. Obviously, they're toying about the election there, and it's him and MKG, and they're clearly giving away things that they don't know what the answer is at this point when they record it.
Well, they're also kind of working on putting the set together.
Right.
So they're vacuuming. So you're hearing vacuuming. Right. You're hearing all the different sounds.
And running a grinder on this thing over here.
The band is obviously, you know, warming up and all that crap. So every time, that's pretty good.
But that got me thinking. We are still kind of in the political climate, however it is shifting for whatever it is. If you guys ever watched political TV, not necessarily like C-SPAN or anything like that, but like a political TV show, right?
I mean, so, like, I've seen shows that quote-unquote are about politics.
Right.
But they don't necessarily talk about politics, right? So, like, back in the day, the show The West Wing.
Sure.
Right? And, like, it's about the president and, you know, his cabinet, but it's still...
It's more of a story.
It never felt political.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, this is who he is, this is what's going on this day, and... So I guess I have.
Veep. Veep would be my closest.
I'd put The Boys in as a political show as well.
But the Boys is definitively a political show, but it doesn't feel like it.
It's more political commentary or social. It's honestly more
social commentary
regarding politics. I did find this list from USA Today, and it is the 10 best political TV shows. And The Boys was not on there, but I would put that on there as an honorable mention. As far as the top 10, they do give the honorable mention of The Diplomat on Netflix. Has anybody seen this one?
I have. I actually heard good things about it, but I have not seen it. TV show.
Yeah, it's only one season deep right now. It came out last year.
I mean, it is called Diplomat, so you'd assume. You know.
Yeah, exactly. So these are the 10 best political TV shows. At number 10, they put House of Cards, which I watched the first, I feel like.
Is that the Spacey one?
That was the Kevin Spacey one, right. And he starts out as just the, I think he started the show as the minority whip in Congress.
All right.
And then he eventually worked his way up to president. Obviously, with everything that happened with Kevin Spacey, I quit watching the show to where I don't know what happened with his character, but I feel like if they did continue it, because it went all the way up to 2018, and I feel like he was exposed by that point.
All right.
Was he? Or did they just drop the show?
I don't think they dropped the show, because the show, if I recall, was doing very, very well.
Right, and it was a very cool show to watch. It was really, like, it's one of those where it's like, it makes you wonder how much of this stuff actually goes on behind the political scenes over there in Washington.
Sure, I think they did the, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, just little temporary hiatus.
Exactly. Number 9, we just talked about it, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I'd count that as a political TV show, but they don't scare away from politics.
They don't scare away from politics. It's just they do a bunch of other things, too.
Right.
But they've been doing it forever. I mean, if you watch the SNL political holiday special thing that they did.
Oh, yeah.
They go back to Chevy Chase playing, you know, Gerald Ford falling down steps. They have every single person that's ever, you know, done George W. or George Bush.
Sure.
It spans the horizons of just that particular time.
Did they always do political opponents as well? So he does Gerald Ford. Did he do, you know, when they get to the next election, do they do the other candidate that's running against
Sometimes.
Who would then become president?
Sometimes. So, you know, if there's a personality worth imitating.
Right. You know, we had Trump and Hillary. Yeah. We had Trump and Harris. We had Biden.
Tina Fey used to do Sarah Palin.
Right.
That kind of
That
thing.
Was great.
So those, you know. So they I mean, for as long as they've been around, they've had their hand in that.
Scandal comes in at number 8 from ABC. Ran from 2012 to 2018. I never did watch Scandal.
My wife loved that show, so I saw bits and pieces. And again, it was about, I believe the guy was the president, I think. But it didn't feel political. It's just, it was about people that were in politics.
Right. Number 7, they go with The Good Wife, which I did not know was a political show.
I didn't either.
They say not every political drama needs to be on the national side. This suburb series from creators Robert and Michelle King created delectable TV out of local politics brouhaha, in which a Chicago's state's attorney is ousted over a sex scandal and various financial misdeeds.
Anyway. Okay.
All right. Very good. Number 6, they go Battlestar Galactica.
Huh.
Never watched the show once in my life, and I would not have put it down as a political show. On that token, I know it's not a show, it's a movie, but the movie series Star Wars was another thing that was just kind of political.
Absolutely, yeah, Star Trek. Well, I remember watching Battlestar Galactica as a kid. I know Dirk Benedict was the star of the TV show.
Yeah.
That's as far as anything I remember from that show.
But that's it. But they're talking about the updated one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 04 to 09.
The original one was just stupid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there were no politics at all. It was just dumb.
They put The Wire on there at number 5.
Yeah, I mean, because, yeah.
Well, yeah, really mayors.
It's just city politics, though.
It's city politics, it yes.
Yeah. The thick of it, it's a BBC show.
BBC, it's like Sean Connery.
BBC. Streaming on Peacock, and it's from 05 to 2012. Never did catch that one. Nope. Veep does show up there at number 3, though, Miles.
Okay.
And I do want to pick that up, because I do like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I think she's a great actress.
I heard it's a good show. I've never seen an episode.
It ran for 7 years, so you got to be doing something right when you do that. Everybody's favorite local politics show, Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Again, you never actually think of it as a political show, right? It's a sitcom that just happens to take place at City Hall. And then number 1, you already nailed it there, Mr. Hill, The West Wing.
Yeah.
As long as I can remember, my dad always had West Wing on at some point, and it looked like a good down-to-earth political show.
It was a fine show, but I just don't remember. Like I said, I can remember certain storylines, but it was never about politics itself.
I don't feel like there was any kind of commentary on what politics was right and which one was wrong.
Yeah, maybe that's the way to put
it. He was faced with certain situations that, like, no, this is the serious crap that the president actually has to deal with in this situation. Maybe on a more dramatic scale, but still things that have to go on there. As far as your weekend TV reminders, keep in mind that tomorrow night, I know that you guys have set your calendars, but tomorrow at 8 p.m. over on CBS, the 27th Annual Family Film and TV Awards.
Oh,
did you guys cast your ballots?
I did not even know that was a thing.
That's a thing. Yeah.
I know.
CBS.
I never heard of that before.
8 o'clock.
So if you won an award, are you like, I'm honored?
And we mentioned it tomorrow night again on NBC. Bill Burr is going to host Saturday Night Live with MKG. Late night tonight, watch whatever the hell you want to watch. They're all in repeat, so just enjoy yourself.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up. You are listening.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from The Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
To the men's room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to North Carolina where a pet has been reunited with her owner. For the last 2 months, the owner of Una, the large pet ball python, had been worried sick about her whereabouts as she managed to escape her enclosure and was nowhere to be found.
How do you get worried sick about a python? Like, look, you might be upset you don't know where it is. I think it's going to defend itself quite well.
And I'm kind of in the same spot. Like, look, my dog gets out. I'm worried his dumb ass is going to get hit
by a car.
There's a coyote out there that's going to grab him. Another family's going to pick him up, whatever. That snake gonna be just fine.
Yeah.
Turns out that she was just in the mood for some delicious food as she was found in the parking lot of the local Chili's.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
What do you think she was going for? She made that entire trek all the way to Chili's.
Baby back ribs.
Going for the baby back rib.
Have all my baby back ribs.
We're getting to Chili's.
We're getting a Chili's?
We're getting a Chili's at the airport, first of all.
No way.
All right.
Oh, yes. The only current location we have is in Spokane.
Right. And so, I heard that one closed down, didn't it?
Really?
Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's the only Chili's that I know of.
That's the one.
The Concourse C expansion will feature a Chili's.
Nice.
Spend hundreds of millions of dollars to expand your airport, and You get Chili's.
We get Chili's. We're local.
She was apprehended by the proper authorities after she was found in the parking lot and her owner was tracked down. Happy as can be that she's back. She says that she's the best snake anyone could have.
Oh, my God.
In other words, a snake.
Yeah.
And after some TLC for some rubs and burns on her skin and chugging so much needed water, she's recovering quite well from her solo adventure.
If the snake cared, it'd come back home.
Right. If it's the great snake.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I'm out.
The snake wasn't going around like, I'm lost. Can you help me find my mom?
It left.
Right.
On purpose.
Right.
I got to get out of here.
She's the best snake. She loves everyone. That's why she left.
Yeah.
In other news, I'm sorry. I know people own snakes as pets. That's fine. That's not
it doesn't
me.
Love you. That's all we're
that's
saying.
That's not for me. No. In other news, up in BC, Canada, a man uncovered something interesting. It's not uncommon for homeowners to do a little renovation. It also happens from time to time that during these renovations, something gets uncovered, and that's how our story shakes out. In a video that has since gone viral on TikTok, gaining 5.5 million views on TikTok, by the way, we get an up-close and personal view of what was found while our man was taking out the drywall from his home. He pulls away the old sheetrock to find not insulation stuffed into the walls, but more than 100, about 115 stuffed animals in the wall behind the protective plastic. I'm assuming that the animals were put there in place of fiberglass insulation.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? I think the exact same thought. Yeah. Somehow, this guy got access to all these stuffed animals.
Right. And it was somehow cheaper.
And he was like, look, I'm redoing my living room.
He probably went to Goodwill.
They were all in they were all in plastic bags.
Right.
And he seriously insulated the walls with all these stuffed animals.
And I was watching, you get the headline that this guy finds 115 stuffed animals in his wall. Like, that's kind of creepy.
Weird, your first thought, right?
But then you see that they're covered in plastic. They're fairly new looking. Like, they're good condition. I was like, he dug on insulated as well with freaking stuffed animals.
It is. It's kind of genius.
Regardless, he collected all of the well-preserved toys and decided to donate them to people all around the world that could use them. Things going to a good cause. Meanwhile, over in the UK, where a local pub was forced to undergo a name change. God, I gotta be careful with this one. The bar was opened back in the late 70s and was named after a model of car that was out at the same time, the MGEX-127. Look it up if you like. The pub took the nickname of this particular model as its namesake was pride. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a nickname for it.
All right.
And they decided to go with that nickname. But it was a source of pride, you see, because the factory for the automotive company was actually right down the street at the time that they opened their doors.
Oh, okay.
So this was in honor of the company that was there, that was boosting the local economy. They're like, hey, we're going to name this place the Magic, you know. So the connection
was clear.
Is it a slur
for little people?
What was this?
But now,
was it a black bean cannery?
Black bean cannery.
What was down the road, Mike? Tell me.
50 years later, the times have changed and societal standards have shifted as well, which is why more than 1,000 people signed a petition demanding the pub change its name, which is now more commonly associated with a rude term used to describe, Steve, you guessed it, little people.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Understanding the offense of the term brings these days, and still wanting to pay tribute to its namesake, the pub is changing its name to simply the MG Car Club.
Okay. Oh, okay. You could call it the Little People's Pub.
The Little People's Pub.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, you brought up the Black Bean Cannery. I used to work with this chick, black chick, named Monique Queen, all right?
Okay.
And we're working at this restaurant, and she walks up to me, and she is pissed. She's like, come here for a minute. And she points at these cans. She's like, what the F is this for Jesus Negroes? Swear to God, I said, hey man.
It means
black beans in Spanish. He's like, for real? I said, yeah, man. She was.
I'm gonna punch a can.
Oh, she was ready to kill somebody, man.
For
Jesus Negroes. I'm like, dude.
For Jesus.
Yeah, for Jesus Negroes. No. She was so mad. I'm like, nobody's getting on us, man.
No, we're all right. We're all right. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go down under, where a Scottish transplant can now live out his dream. He went to Victoria, Australia on holiday with his partner when he fell in love with a small lighthouse town and decided that he didn't want to leave. He uprooted his life and became a resident of the town, falling in love with the lighthouse itself, which has been standing there for 160 years and dreamed of one day tending to the lighthouse as a job. Now his opportunity has arrived. The previous caretaker decided to retire after 25 years on the job, and our man was the first in line for the job interview, and he landed it.
Oh, see, you said you can't get a job in New Zealand.
You know?
It's Australia, that, Miles.
Well, he's also from England, so I believe citizenship is a thing.
He's now he's now on a month-on, month-off rotation with another caretaker and will spend 6 months out of the year working his dream job, apparently with nothing to keep him company but a troop of penguins.
Did you see a picture of him?
Oh, yeah. He looks like a lighthouse
keeper. He looks like the guy.
He looks like the Morton's fisherman.
Right, he really does.
He looks like Willem Dafoe from The Lighthouse.
That movie's weird.
That is weird.
Weird movie.
You know, it got all these awards and whatnot, and I watched it. I was like, this movie sucks.
Who's the captain that makes the fish sticks? What's his name?
Was it Gordon Fisherman?
Yeah, he looks like him.
Men's Room Sports. Tonight, you've got college football on Fox, ESPN2 and FS1, basketball on ESPN, college hoops on CBS Sports and Big Ten, and your Seattle Kraken. Host the Vegas Golden Knights tonight here at home. Puck drops at 7 over on Kong and King 5. Come on, boys, let's bounce back just a little bit here. Tomorrow, you got college football on all the usual channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, ESPN, and all their affiliates all day long. The Huskies are at Penn State. That game is on at 5 p.m. over on Peacock. Huskies, 5 p.m. over on Peacock. And the Cougs host Utah State at 7:30 on CW. If you want to try to spot Ted in the crowd, you might have noticed he's not here. He's down in Oregon right now because Maryland is down in Oregon and taking on the Ducks. That game is tomorrow at 4 o'clock over on Big Ten Network. You spot them on there, take a picture, and then tweet them.
Yes.
Then on Sunday, Seahawks are off on a bye week, and there's an early game on NFL Network at 6:30 between the Giants and the Panthers, as both teams are in Germany for another game overseas. And then we've got games on CBS and Fox. Sunday night is Lions at the Texans over on NBC. As far as your weather, don't expect anything other than clouds moving in and out, on and off showers, and temperatures ranging from a high of mid-50s to a low of mid-40s at night. Coming back on Monday, the rain continues. Expect cloudy skies with periods of light rain and a high right around 52. That is it for headlines. With that, have a great weekend. Mike Hawk is out.
Hey, do some good for the Fisher House. Grab a Men's Room IPA over the Veterans Day weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Yeah. Until then, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.